got children. With our first child, I sterilized his pacifier, and with our third child, I blew on it and wiped it on my sleeve.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our daughter Rachel and her husband Jordan live in the same town where we live. The two are crazy about each other and sometimes come over to our house, sit on our sofa, and kiss. I say, come on guys, get a room. They say, we have one. And they do. Probably the dumbest thing I ever told them was, our fridge is your fridge. Things disappear now. It's like they've got a doggy bag at a buffet. So I've had to start hiding chocolate and pickles around the house. If I don't, they're gone. Rachel can find chocolate and pickles anywhere. She should have been a detective, a food detective. Sunday after church, they come for lunch, providing they bring our granddaughter, Eowyn. Then they nap while we babysit. Young parents spend about two-thirds of their time wondering if they have officially lost their minds. They've hardly slept since May. When Eowyn arrived, she yelled, "No sleep for you!" And she wasn't kidding. It's a good thing God made babies so cute, or we'd take them back for a refund, Rachel told me. She had grand ideas of lovely days with her perfect child cooing by her side. That lasted about 20 minutes. The child wouldn't nurse. "Nothing is wrong," said a doctor. "Give the baby time." But the baby lost weight. Rachel nursed 8 hours a day for 5 months. The rest of the time she spent doing laundry and dishes and looking for her mind and shopping and changing diapers and waking from nightmares wondering if she'd rolled over on the baby. The same doctor checked Eowyn again and said, oh, she has a tongue tie. And with a simple operation, our granddaughter began to gain weight. My son-in-law Jordan celebrated by going out and buying sofas alone. This is never a good idea for a guy. He found two cream-colored leather couches online, borrowed a moving truck, drove an hour, and paid for them. Then, and only then, he moved those sofas out into the sun and realized they were pink. But like most guys, he thought, there's no way I'm taking them back. That's like admitting defeat, like asking for directions. So he sent Rachel a text warning her, and she laughed at his funny little joke. Ha ha! But when he arrived home, there was nothing funny about it. He had bought pink leather couches. The price was right, he said. I wonder why, my daughter responded, then said, you are banned from ever shopping alone again. Without any shopping in the poor guy's future, he decided to go back to school full-time at Prairie College and landed 3 part-time jobs just to pass the time. Are you okay? I asked the two of them. Rachel said, he's an amazing father and husband, and when I forget that, I remember my promise to go wherever he goes and there to be buried. They laughed, which is going to keep them happily married for about 160 more years. I asked Rachel how she was doing, and her answer was so good, I asked her to write it down. Here it is. Each day has its joys and challenges. Eowyn keeps reminding us just how selfish we are, and God's grace keeps reminding us that He loves us freely and completely. I am learning a new dependence on God through the life of my daughter. I am terrified for her. How am I going to protect her in this sinful world? Of course, I can only do so much. I need to trust God with my daughter, to raise my hands and say, I surrender. God is so good. I have been clinging to the verse in Isaiah, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Jordan comforts me too. He has even promised to dye the pink couches a nice dark brown. And one of these nights, I think I'm going to go on over to their house and leave a little housewarming gift. I'm going to bring chocolate and pickles and hide them in those pink leather sofas.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.